Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wednesday, which can only mean one thing. It is Culinary Corner time. And today's Culinary Corner guest has been on the show before. She's written a series called The Back Lady, series of books. And today we're talking about cooking on a budget. Welcome back to the show, Suzanne Holland.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Yes, I'm just off live TV.
So. Oh, excellent. And now you're on live radio.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the perfect timing for this book, Cooking on a Budget, because everybody is trying to save money at the moment, aren't they?
They are. They really are. And actually, not only cooking on a budget, but actually how you store your food as well, you know, which is why we talk about batch cooking. So storing it in the freezer so that it lasts longer and you're not just throwing food out and wasting it as much.
Yeah, and I believe that if you don't keep your freezer full, it can cost more electricity. Is that true?
Yeah, it's actually much better to keep a full freezer than it is an empty freezer, because your freezer is running and having to make all the air inside it really cold to freeze your food. So if you can have cold food already in there, then it acts like ice cubes that actually keep the rest of your food cold. So it saves you some money.
Yeah, it makes sense. That does. So can you make anything and freeze it, or are there certain dishes that you can't?
No, you can nearly freeze nearly everything. I mean, apart from salad and very fresh stuff, but nearly everything else that you make that you can freeze. All my recipes are very sort of modern recipes, and they also are made specifically that you can put them in the freezer. I mean, you could just make them and have them from scratch, but they're made in a certain way that it means that when you take it out of the freezer, it is going to be absolutely perfect.
Wonderful. And how long do you generally, or does it all depend on what you've made, but how long to defrost?
So it just depends on how you defrost it as well. So I always say on the Batch Lady, if you can freeze in thin freezer bags, you know, those thin ones that you can ziplock and put in the freezer like that. If you freeze everything flat and thin as much as you can, especially sort of like soups and stews and stuff, then they defrost really quickly because they're a lot thinner than if you're trying to defrost a big sort of brick of soup. And if you actually, a good top tip is to put a bag like that or a little tub in some freezing cold water in your sink or in a bowl, and within about 15 minutes, it will defrost.
Really? What a great idea. I tell you another tip, because I always forget to do it, and that's put a label on.
Yes. We often say you don't want to end up with a UFO, an unidentified frozen object. You never know. Are you going to get beetroot soup, or are you going to get ice cream?
Yeah, because you can't tell once it's frozen. It's got all the ice on. You can't exactly tell what it is.
No, but, you know, even as the batch lady, I occasionally do it. I go, I'll just put it in. I'll know what it is. No, you won't. You will never know.
Yeah, trust us on this. Now, there are over 100 delicious recipes. Can you give us some examples of what sort of things are in there?
Yeah, I've gone really sort of fun, and, you know, we don't want budget recipes that are just the usual sort of, you know, oh, we're all in a budget, that's all we're going to be able to eat is a sort of a stew. We've gone, like, we're going to talk about sharing shish kebabs that we're talking about later. There's churros in there, which are just delicious and easy to make. There is things like dirty fries. And so there's lots of takeaways, there's lots of main meals, and there's also tons of desserts and tray bakes, sort of showing people how you can stop spending those pennies that you end up spending in coffee shops. You know, when you end up buying a coffee and a tray bake and it actually costs you £7, where making it at home, it's probably going to cost you under £1 for the coffee and a to-go cup and a tray bake that you've made yourself. And you can freeze these tray bakes as well. So you just cut them into the slices that you want, take one out, and it'll defrost on your way to work.
Yeah, I was looking at one of your fakeaways. It says perfect for a cold January evening and save on expensive takeaways by fakeawaying with homemade chip shop fish and chips.
Yeah.
Sounds
lovely.
I mean,
there's tons like that that you can do homemade and that you still feel like we all still want those lovely treats on the weekend. We all still want our slice of cake and coffee. And you can do that very easily by following my methods.
Yeah. And what are, because I believe this is much requested, 10 meals in an hour?
Yeah, so I put it in my first book, actually, and it went so big that we thought we'll do it again in this other book. And it's basically taking meals that are very similar in ingredients. So, for example, if you were going to make butternut squash and sweet potato soup, you could also make a sweet potato curry, and you could make stuffed butternut squash with a couscous crust. So it's about making similar meals that you can then store in your freezer. And then once a week, you might think, that's my night that we have butternut squash or sweet potato, and you can pull it out and you've got plenty that do you. And it only takes an hour because they're all using similar ingredients.
Yeah, great idea. And I mean, it really will help as well as saving money. It'll help save time, won't it? Because you're planning ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I originally started this as a time management expert working in London, and just realised that when I stopped and had kids, that actually a lot of these skills that we look at saving time can actually be used in the home as well. And then consequently to that, you actually just save money, because if you're planning in advance, you're thinking about what you're doing, you're creating a shopping list. If you do that, if you're batch cooking, trying to save time, you're automatically saving money because you're not dashing out that we all, you know, we all quite often do in a hurry and think, I'll just grab something for tonight. And before you know it, you've spent another X amount on your shopping bill that month.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay, so you mentioned you're going to tell us how to make shish kebabs, and we can batch these and freeze them, can we?
Yeah, this is a big sort of sharing shish kebab. I did it last week on the television and everybody loved it, and it's so nice. It's one of these recipes that when I was making it at home and testing it lots, I've got teenage kids and they absolutely loved it. So great for sharing in the middle of the table, very sort of, you know, put it with lots of other mez sort of things. It's delicious, and it's 5 minutes to make. So it's sort of a tomato puree, smoked paprika, garlic, oregano, lemon, and yogurt. You mix it all around, and then you're actually adding in skinless, boneless chicken thighs. And then you just get your two kebab sticks and you sort of just put them onto the, how would I describe it on the radio? Oh, it's quite hard, isn't it? You just sort of use both sticks and pull them together.
Yeah.
You end up with what looks like a long kebab sort of shape.
Right.
And then you're just grilling it on both sides. If you can leave it to marinate longer, brilliant. But grill it on both sides, and then you're just slicing it and having it with flatbreads and yogurt and things like that. And before you cook it, you can just, I always say, if you're going to make one, make two. So basically make one, put it under the grill, and you've got the other one, just put it in your freezer raw, ready for another night.
Great stuff. Sounds wonderful. Is that in the latest book?
That's in the latest book, yeah. And in the book, I also do, included in that recipe, is things called half and half. So if you're on an even tighter budget and you can't afford the 8 chicken thighs, or you don't want to spend that amount of money, you can actually just buy a pepper and substitute some of the chicken thighs for slices of pepper, just to again reduce your budget down.
Great idea. Well, if you want to save time and money, then you can buy The Batch Lady Cooking on a Budget, Suzanne Mulholland's latest book, from our website tre.radio right now. Now, I know that you have an Instagram page, Suzanne, because I'm just looking at a chance to win Follower Friday. Are you still doing that for our listeners?
Do you know what? I'm not, but I think we should do it again.
I think you should, yeah.
I'll do it this week for listeners. I've got some Batch Lady wooden spoons, so it's at The Batch Lady.
Right.
Follow me on Instagram. I will find a winner.
Do they have to follow you on a Friday?
No, they don't. You can follow me any day.
Brilliant. So our listeners need to go to Instagram at The Batch Lady. And what's your website as well?
And it's thebatchlady.com with lots of free recipes.
wonderful. Free recipes and tips. Suzanne, it's always a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Lena. Take care.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.